All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and DJ Hank is also here. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all are having a good night. And I guess let's just jump straight into the music. The first one from my set is going to be by Yo La Tengo. Okay, that one was Saturday by Yo La Tengo, and that's from their 2000 album, And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Yeah, I've been listening to that song way too much this week to justify not playing it.
It was a good song.
It has like a chill vibe, but kind of like that creepy piano chord that keeps popping in every so often. And believe it or not, it might be hard to believe that actually came out before Kid A by Radiohead.
And though, you know, I was really
kind of sounds
that.
Like it. It also sounds like Bjork, kind of. But yeah. And I just have to apologize to anybody who was really enjoying that song, because the rest of my set is absolutely nothing like that. So yeah, sorry about that.
I'm sure you got some good ones though.
We'll see. I guess let's try this next one. This is by The Zombies.
Doesn't have to worry. tears, it felt like rain.
Man, what a song. Yeah, so that one that just ended was Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin from their third self-titled album, Led Zeppelin 3 from 1970. I was walking to class one day this week, and for whatever reason, that song just popped into my head, and I haven't heard it in years. And I was just thinking, wow, that's a really good song. I don't know why I haven't listened to this more recently. Yeah, so it obviously made it onto my playlist for this week. And the one before that was I Want Her, She Wants Me by The Zombies from Odyssey and Oracle from 1968. And I heard that album this week, not for the first time. That's a favorite of mine. But I kind of forgot about that song, and I just realized how much it sounds like it should have been written by George Harrison. And like, I don't know, Rubber Soul, Revolver kind of period. It has like the same kind of chords he uses, and also Rod Argent's voice sounds kind of like him. Yeah, but they definitely had a Beatles, Beach Boys kind of vibe going on there. Yeah, and it's also so catchy, it's hard to resist. Anyway, this next one is a request by Amanda, and it is by Pearl Jam, so I hope you enjoy it.
I seem to recognize your face, haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it, cannot find the candle of thought to light your catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's there. hung up on the shelf. I changed by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello.
Hearts and thoughts, they do fade away, apparently. That was Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam from their 1993 sophomore album, Verses. And like I said, that was a request from my good friend Amanda. And I was actually kind of surprised how not out of place that sounded in my set list, considering it's came out like 25 years after everything else.
I feel like the beginning felt a little bit, but it definitely
jumps right in, and it's also a lot louder just because it's newer and music is always getting louder.
That's true. But the song itself is, I mean, it's a good song. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great song. He has a great voice, Eddie Vedder. All right. Wrapping up my set, this is going to be the last track, and this is by Neil Young.
Pictures on my TV screen, a home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dream. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. Morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling, the ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again.
All those headlines, they just bore me now. I'm deep inside myself, but I'll get out somehow, and I'll stand before you, and I'll bring a smile.
Okay, and that was Motion Pictures, parentheses, for Carrie by Neil Young from his 1974 album On the Beach, which happens to be my favorite Neil Young album. And I know that Carrie, who is mentioned in the parenthetical appendix to the song title, was his wife or his girlfriend or some sort of significant other at the time. I don't quite remember her last name, but that's a kind of interesting tidbit. Yeah, that song is really cool. It's pretty mellow, kind of laid back. Nice lyrics. Not too much more you can ask for. All right, well, that wraps up my segment on the archive. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tuss Freeform Radio.
Yep, Tuss Freeform Radio. I was trying to restrain myself that time, but...
Oh, I got you.
All right, and you can hear DJ Hank is in the house, and as we switch over to his set, let's do the usual drill and throw on a PSA.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Hello, DJ Hank here. Welcome to the archive, or rather... welcome to my set of the archive. I'd like to start off with a little The Heavy.
Love. you know it, that you're in for G's. And I don't take it personal. If you're running with this kind of girl, I'm sure you're gonna rock your world. Not the way she won't rock me, girl. Now, do you want that love?
Alright, so that was Colleen by The Heavy featuring the Dap King's Horns. Now, I really like that horn. When I first heard that song, those horns coming in really set the tone, kind of thing.
God, I love those horns.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's an interesting way of ending a song, just like a really loud cymbal hit. And
right?
Like nothing else.
Yeah, I almost like went into the next song because it just sort of ended.
I was kind of expecting it to like keep going after that.
Yeah, maybe do like a big fade out with the horns and everything. Yeah. All right, so this next one is by The Heartless Bastards.
Been a while since I've been
may have cut off that last note, but we're good, we're good. So that was Black Snake by Black Joe Lewis and the Honeybees.
Sound kind of like the White Stripes trying to do like a country song.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, I agree.
But not actually succeeding in the country and just kind of just sound like the White Stripes.
That's true. That's definitely true.
That's cool.
And the one before that was Only For You.
Aw.
Yeah, that was, I made hard eye contact with DJ EJ right there. No, just kidding. Things got really intimate.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll go on to this next song. Hope y'all enjoy.
Strength or fame, they will carry you away. He said, I love you when he was young. He said, I love you when he was wrong.
that was Howl by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. You got a little howl at the end right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's questionable as to whether or not he sang howl in the chorus, but he definitely did do an actual howl at the end.
He was definitely channeling his inner wolf.
It sounded pretty painful.
Yeah, DJ EJ and I were wondering if he was saying howl or how to love.
We're holding a poll on our official Facebook page.
Check us out. By. Yeah, unofficial, not existent Facebook page. And DJ EJ made the comment that that group actually kind of sounded like the Strokes, and I had them queued up for the end of my playlist, and I'm just going to shift them up par his request. So
slide them right in there.
Yes, this was also requested by the lovely Amanda, so hopefully she's listening from Madrid or Amsterdam or wherever she is at the moment. Wow, that cut out fast. That was The End Has No End by The Strokes.
Sounded like it had a pretty abrupt end to me.
Yeah. Wow. Tell them to rename the song, honestly. That, yeah.
That's one thing I've noticed with a lot of, like, The Strokes' first two albums. The songs just cut out so quickly. Like, I feel like, I don't know if it was just, like, they didn't know how else to do it, or they were just like, let's just end all our songs super abruptly, but they definitely do that.
Yeah, as a...
It works.
As a fake Strokes fan, I totally agree.
It does work.
Yeah, turn on that Undercover of Darkness, yeah.
Ooh. That's a classic.
Anyways, the vocals on this next song will hopefully blow you away. So here's a little Sun Little.
When my heart aches, I'm drowning, pain won't go away. And in my cups, brown fills my brain, won't go away. These five yellow girls out on parade, asphyxiate. Still stuck in a cage, trying to ply my trade, won't go away. And I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. Am I just another runaway? Yeah. When shadows creep across my floor, won't go away. You've had enough, but still one more, won't go away. My engine gun and thunderbirds as far on a race. Still trapped in a box trying to clear my name, won't go away. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. Am I just another runaway? Runaway. See my hands still shake. When my heart aches, I'm drowning, pain won't go away. And I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Pain, ever just another runaway. Runaway.
So that was Your Love Will Blow Me Away When My Heart Aches. Wow. It's descriptive.
Quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
I feel like that song was could have been a lot longer.
Yeah, it could have been. I was also expecting when I heard it first for like there to be like a instrumental part or like some sort of like more heavy
guitar solo.
Yeah, guitar solo or something like that. But it's good. I was checking out his other stuff and yeah, I like it a lot.
Sun Little.
Sun Little. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I feel like half these artists I'm just like not pronouncing right. And there's some listener out there that's like, you idiot.
Fake fans.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for hanging with us on The Archive here on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio. We didn't plan that, I swear.
We've been rehearsing that for weeks.
All right, thanks for being with us. I'll leave you with this one last one from Belarus.